Hours of testimony, fierce accusations, but has it changed your view as to whether 9/11 could have been prevented? To clarify what his view was, the Weekly Standard senior editor Christopher Caldwell had to think back to the day before the attack.
What were you doing on September 10th, 2001? I forget whether I was saving up for a Sub-Zero refrigerator or watching West Wing or renewing my subscription to Cabernet Sauvignon magazine. But I wasn't thinking about terrorism. Who was? Only ex-terrorism czar Richard Clark, apparently, and he was paid to. This week, before a committee investigating the attacks on the Twin Towers, Clark said the Bush administration never took the Al-Qaeda threat seriously enough. History has proved him right, but that doesn't mean the White House was negligent to ignore his warnings. Priorities compete, and Al-Qaeda did not look like job one. CIA Director George Tenet said in his testimony that the best way to stop September 11th would have been, quote, a more robust intelligence capacity, starting in the late 1980s. In other words, we'd have been fine if we'd only paid attention to Al-Qaeda when it seemed not worth paying attention to. Many of President Bush's Democratic opponents say he should have taken preemptive action, exactly the kind of action they condemned when it appeared in his national security strategy 2 years ago. Not that Democrats have a monopoly on double standards. Republicans this week blamed Bill Clinton for September 11th. But when President Clinton fired 60 cruise missiles at bin Laden in 1998, many of the same Republicans claimed it was a distraction from more urgent matters. The presidential libido, presumably. Had Clinton managed to kill bin Laden, editorialists and foreign heads of state would surely have been mewing about human rights, much as they did this week over Israel's killing of the terrorist leader Sheikh Yassin. Maybe President Bush did a lousy job anticipating terrorism, but it's the same lousy job anyone would have done, and to say otherwise is shallow partisanship. In hearings this week, the Bush administration is basically getting raked over the coals for being insufficiently psychic.
Opinion from the Weekly Standard senior editor Christopher Caldwell.